This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. You're about to hear something that doesn't start out as a TED Talk and is more like a one-man stage show. In his 2024 performance, internet filmmaker Baron Ryan speaks to another version of himself. You'll hear it. And it's to show the irony of being a people pleaser, the way it can lead us to betray ourselves.
I heard a good one today. A chicken, a doctor, and a lawyer all walk into a bar. And the bartender says, "What is this, some kind of joke?" I can't sleep. I don't know about you, but those melatonin gummies, they don't work. I told my doctor I talked to myself. And she asked me what I talked to myself about. And to be honest, I don't know. I never hear myself. What was that? Nothing. No, I said something. No, I didn't. Could have sworn I did. But whatever I said, I wasn't listening, so forget it. You know, you get to a point in the evening, well, in your life, really, when you can't sleep your problems away, you know? You're trapped in this skin suit, stuck being you. I'm stuck being that guy, yeah. I'm in a toxic relationship with that guy. And I really ought to break up with him, but, you know, you need a lot of self-respect to go through with a breakup. I'm in a bit of self-respect debt right now. See, I'm what you would call a serial people pleaser. I live to please anybody but myself. I have this insufferable need to be liked, and I've done the analysis. I think it's a survival instinct to be liked. See, if you don't like me, I will die. And that is what all of this leads to, you know? See, belonging and being liked. It feels good because it feels like surviving. You know, I developed this sense of death and belonging as a kid. Because if I didn't win someone's approval, then I wouldn't be fed. I wouldn't be hugged. I wouldn't be comfortable. And if I didn't have those things, I die. You know, if I didn't stop crying, I die. If I said no, I die. You know, giving your life away to the whims and approval of other people, it never looks like much. It happens very slowly. Sure, absolutely, fine, no worries. No, that's okay, ignore me, I agree. I'm fine, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. You know, the irony of a people pleaser is that people hate him. No one likes a guy with no spine. I mean, we're not pleasing anybody. Man, how could I like myself if I don't even respect myself? You know, if you think one people pleaser is bad, try getting two people pleasers alone in the same room. It's like, oh, would you like some coffee? Are you making some anyway? Well, only if you'd like some. Well, I'd only have some if you're having some. Well, if you're having some, then I'll join you. Right, but are you having some apart from me? Like, if I weren't here, would you still have some? Well, no, but since you are here, I'll make some. No, I don't want you to go out of your way to make any just because I'm here. No, it's really no trouble at all, unless you don't want me to make any. I would like you to not make any if you don't want to make any. Right, so what do you want again? Whatever you want. Well, whatever you want is fine with me. Well, whatever you want is fine with me. Well, what do you want me to want? I want you to want something that I will happen to want by coincidence. Which is what? Whatever you want. You know why it's so, you know why it's so tempting to submit and give your life away? It's easy. It's so much easier when someone else tells you how to eat, how to love, how to think, how to spend your time. I mean, there's nothing to it. You just put on your seatbelt and off you go, watching your life go by from the passenger seat. You give up your whole personality just to be liked. And what are you left with? Just another joke. You people please to survive, only to survive into a life that's not even your own. How's that for a punchline? I know I have to do this. I know I have to break up. I know I have to let go of that guy. God. Why can't I just go back to sleep and avoid my problems like I always do? Why won't those melatonin gummies work?
Can't sleep, huh? You know, I heard a good one today. A guy's been seeing this matchmaker for 10 years now, and one day, he meets with her. He says, you know, after years of disliking the way I look, I realize I'm not ugly. I'm just not my type.
Baron, sit down.
Where?
Oh, we need to talk.
What about?
About our future together.
What about our future together?
Well, that's the thing. There isn't one. I can't do this anymore.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I can't do this anymore. This relationship. We're done.
Well, that's going to be a bit impossible.
I know there's a lot to hear, but impossible. Why do you say that?
Because you're talking to yourself.
Well, I don't care, all right? I don't want to be in this relationship anymore, and that's just the way I feel about it, okay?
The way you feel about it? You're talking to yourself here.
Baron, I just don't love you anymore.
You never love yourself. That's why you wanted to be liked by everybody. Because you thought, if no one could love you, at least they could like you.
No, don't change the subject. You always do that.
You mean you always do that?
Don't pin the blame on me now. At least take some responsibility for what you've done here.
What I've done to whom?
To me.
I am you.
I'm nothing like you.
Oh, yeah? Who are you talking to, then? What do you see here?
I see a guy who's been taking steps back since the day he was born. And I can't do it anymore, I tell you. It's become too much. I'm not even a person anymore. I'm just background. I betrayed my whole damn self. And for what? For nothing. So I could be liked by people I don't even like myself? Surely life can't be all this. Can't even logically explain how I let my life get to this. I'm me. I belong to me. I'm not what you or her or what anyone else said I was. You know your problem? Our problem. You never wanted to be the villain. You always wanted to be the hero, you know, the good guy. And let me tell you, you're no hero to anybody if you're trying to be a hero to everybody.
You know, people yelled at us as a kid. I couldn't take it. I wanted to make it go away. And it wouldn't go away unless I just agreed and went along with it.
I know. And I felt so safe being that way. But I think I have to let go of what makes me feel safe now.
I guess so. Want to hear a closer?
Sure.
A chicken, a doctor, and a lawyer all walk into a bar. And the bartender says, what is this, some kind of joke? And the chicken says, well, hell, man, what is it? Good night, Baron.
Good night, Baron.
I love you.
I love you too. I love you too. Thank you.
That was Baron Ryan at TEDNext 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you wear glasses, you know how hard it is to find the perfect pair. But step into a Warby Parker store and you'll see it doesn't have to be. Not only will you find a great selection of frames, you'll also meet helpful advisors and friendly optometrists. Yep, many Warby Parker locations also offer eye exams. So the next time you need glasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, or a new prescription, you know where to look. To find a Warby Parker store near you or to book an eye exam, head over to warbyparker.com/retail.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Sending or spending money abroad, hidden fees may be taking a cut. That's why you should use Wise. Get the currency you need where you need it for less. Tap to pay in pesos in Cancun. Easily move pounds to London. From paying overseas bills to sending money to family back home, you have up to 40 currencies in the palm of your hand. Wise always gives you the real exchange rate, like the one you usually see on Google, which means you'll spend less on fees and more of your money gets where you need it to be. Join millions of customers managing their money with Wise. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply.